let me go to, let's see, Josh in Madison, Wisconsin. We got some Wisconsin folks here online. Hey, Josh, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, for one thing, I got to say you're very entertaining to listen to, very interesting point of view. I'm going to be very civil. I hope we can disagree and, you know, that and be civil. I used to have a Muslim coworker, and we used to be able to debate and whatnot. And
you got along with Muslims? You
know, yes,
wow.
I did. We used to just
how impressive.
Sit and talk. And
with a Muslim? That's shocking,
not
Josh.
Raise our voice.
Wow.
Yeah. And so,
you're very courageous, sir. Have you had any conversations with gay people? Because
I have very friends with gay people.
Wow.
I have family who are gay.
Right.
You know, I'm a very fair person.
Black people? Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody who's black? Have you talked to anybody who's black?
I'm just saying, I'm
okay.
A fair person.
All right.
I don't, you know.
All right. So,
you know. So anyway, okay.
Yeah.
So about this whole election thing, I don't think anybody's going to be disenfranchised. From what I've heard, that people are going to be bussed around and they'll be paid for these IDs. So I don't see a problem with anybody for at least another year. I don't see how they're going to be so busy that they're not going to be able to get to a place that's paid for.
I got you. Okay, let me respond, and I'm only cutting you off, not to be uncivil, but just for the time's sake here, the clock.
That's fine.
We had a similar law that was put in place in Indiana, and they said the same thing and in 2008. And what we saw was 80, 90-year-old nuns who were turned away from the polls because they don't have driver's licenses, because they don't drive, because they're 80 or 90-year-old nuns, and their own sister, who knew who they were, turned them away from the polls. We saw this happen to veterans. We saw this happen to students. Now, voting is a right. It is not a privilege. It is not something that you have to drive an hour to go to the office pay $100 to get a birth certificate or a passport in order to do. People will be disenfranchised, and if even one is disenfranchised, Josh, that's how rights are determined. When one person loses their constitutional right, the law is determined to be unconstitutional. So yes, I promise you, and especially in an election where you had, you know, if you heard the last hour, 204 votes separating these two candidates, I promise you that hundreds of thousands who don't have photo IDs will not be able to vote legally in the state of Wisconsin once their voter suppression law takes its full blossom next year.
Even if even if they're getting these IDs, they're still not going to be able to vote.
If they have an ID, they can. If they don't, they can't. And by the way, Josh, if you move between now and the election, your driver's license will say one thing, will be different than where you have moved to, unless you quickly change your driver's license. You will be committing voter fraud.
And they're not looking at the address. They're looking at the ID.
So why aren't they why aren't they allowing student IDs?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm a fair person.
And it has a very good answer, and I'm not trying to cut you off or be a jerk here, but it is a good question, and it has a really, really clear answer if you stop and you think about it, because the creators of this bill were able to find no instances of voter fraud that would have been stopped by this disenfranchising photo ID bill. Okay?
All right. I don't think people would be... as long as they're getting shipped back and forth and actually get the IDs, I don't think there's going to be a problem. I respect what you're putting out there, though. It's something to think about, certainly.
It's the right to vote, Josh, and it should not be impeded. There are people dying to this at this moment for that right, and that's the most important thing.
I absolutely agree.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your fairness, and say hello to those Muslims for me, okay?
Absolutely.
Take care, Josh.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.